Welcome to the new e-learning Governor Study Partner program, a source for tutorial training for students, especially those planning to go into teaching as a profession. You will also find aid for study skills as well as curriculum help for both students and teachers.
During our last time together, we talked about enemies to listening. Oh, we talked about La La Land or daydreaming. And I hope maybe that you discuss some of these things among yourselves. But let's mention a few that you may or may not have talked about. We're thinking about those things that keep us from paying attention and listening in class, and they really are enemies. I'm thinking of distractions. There are really two kinds of distractions. One is school-related, and really you can't do anything about that. Voices coming out of the ceiling, you know when I'm talking about announcements. Or people coming in and out of the room on school business. Good students, successful students, have learned to isolate themselves from this kind of distraction. But talking is an enemy to listening. You cannot talk and listen at the same time. How many of you have had your teacher say to you, "You're not listening"? If you had been not talking, you would not need to ask that question. Now, there is another enemy that may occur from time to time. It's just getting sleepy in class, and it's an enemy also. If you do not get your sleep at night, you're not going to be able to be alert and awake and active in school. We have so many neat things at home now, PlayStations, iPods, computers. One boy told me he got on his PlayStation, and before he knew it, it was 2 a.m. in the morning, and he had to get up at 6. No wonder he fell asleep during the last period of the day. Teachers, you really need to check and see if your students are getting enough sleep. You have more enemies, I'm sure, that you've talked about, but the big one is the way that we've been made. This is also the reason that even your parents and adults have trouble listening. Have you never said or heard, "You're not listening"? You see, the average person talks about 125 words a minute, but is thinking it more than 400 words a minute. They tell us that the average person can think almost 3 times faster than anyone can talk. This is the reason our minds begin to wander, and we have to do something with our minds. We have said that hearing is not listening. We hear with our ears, and I'm sure that you have yours today, but we listen with our eyes and our minds. It's important where our eyes go. Usually, this is where our minds are going to go. We must do something to control our mind. How can we overcome these enemies that we're listening and we're going to be talking about this next time?
This has been a podcast of the Governor's Study Partner Program in the Tennessee Department of Education.